Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme. Yesterday, I talked about the 911 phone app. Well, I want to continue that with another app I was thinking of. Now, this is a spam call blocking app, and there's many facets to it. You might want to just make one facet or multifaceted, make it optional for the person to activate different facets. But the basic, very basic core of it is that in your address book, you've got all the people that you want normally to call you. And when those people call you, your phone rings. But when somebody unknown calls, your phone uses a three-way calling app ability to call that number back. If that number is an unassigned number, which almost all these spam calls are, then your phone simply hangs up and it never rings and you're never bothered because the spam call called from an unknown number. Now, that's one way to do it. Now, another way is when this call comes in, let's say it's an unknown, it's not person not in your phone book. Well, you could send them back a text message saying they got to pay a dime in cryptocurrency in order to call you. Have the net configuration sent with the email or the text message. They just click on it, set up a crypto account real quick, and Dogecoin, also known as Doge, but the symbol is a dog, so I call it Dogecoin. Dogecoin, you could transfer a small amount of that, a dime's worth, to your phone. Somebody calls you, they pay you a dime, yay, you get a call. If you want to make it more expensive, you could set it up to a dollar or set it down to a penny. But they have to call, they have to pay you to call you. Now, yeah, that would eliminate almost all sales calls. Now, you could set it up. Now, another facet of this, because if you have family members, they've got phone lists also. So with one click, you should be able to send your entire address book to your relative or to a friend so that it shows up on their phone list under your name. They see your name and there's a little symbol that's got a file under it, and they tap on the file and your whole phone list shows up. And halfway down your phone list, there's another little file with somebody else's phone list, and et cetera, et cetera. So you could have the seven stages of Kevin Bacon for the world. You get your phone list together, give it out to your people on your phone list. They take their phone list, give it to you, and give their phone list, now including yours, to the next person, to the next person. And back and forth it goes. So you can send, you can have an incredibly large phone book in your phone. So when it rings, now it not only says that that's related to, let's say, your brother, but your brother's landlord and your landlord's cousin. So you may not answer. Or you may say, my, that's an unusual list, and answer the phone. And, of course, all police, fire department, and, you know, government services should be automatically on those lists. When I buy my phone, it should be an option that all government services, all the police, all the fire department, the motor vehicles, the you know, all the government services, the courts, etc., all their phone numbers should be automatically on my phone and with a special symbol if it's a landline, because you can't text a landline. So cell phones, landlines, whether it can accept texting or not, should automatically have a symbol on it. So now you've got, you should have all those numbers automatically out there. Now, that alone would be a business. There's a guy locally, does what's called the Jail Report, nice newspaper. Every week, he collects all the pictures and the arrest records of everybody that got arrested, everybody that had interactions with the police, puts it out in, as a newspaper with some advertising on it, and you can go down and for a dollar buy it at the gas station. Well, if you go out, find all the public records for all the phones the government has, I mean, we're paying for those phones, those public record phone numbers, collect those up together, put them as an app, and put them out for every city, every county, every state. They should automatically be out there. And if I could get all the numbers for Georgia, for all the city and state numbers, and for a dollar, I would get it. I think a million people in Georgia, at least a million people, would download that and put it in our phone books. Well, that's a way to make money. You do that for every state, every locality, and people will pay you for that. Now, collecting the information and putting it together is going to take some work. It's going to take a team of people. You might have to borrow a lot of money to get that ball rolling. But once it's rolling, once you have the numbers and you find the easiest way to accumulate them together, you will then have a saleable database. So that's one way to do that. All right. I've talked for a while on different phone apps. I think we could do so much more than we're currently doing to connect ourselves with not only each other, but with the government. It'd be nice to know what's going on. Thank you very much for listening. I encourage you to go out there and make millions. And of course, as always, I request 10%. Thank you. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.